4 BM Mobile.
BMW4DJW. Good morning.
How you doing today?
Dad, just getting out and making a run to the transfer station. How you doing?
Honestly, I'm fighting with my disability, and I'm fighting with my primary care to get an extension, but I'm mentally ready to go back to work, but my body's telling me no.
For you. I know my wife's primary care let go of the doctors that she was using, the same ones that I use. She's not retired, so she's still on a company plan. I'm on the government plan. So now we have to pay all her bills. Good thing she doesn't have very many bills.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm finding out that I'm going to have to get epidurals for the rest of my life, seeing that my problem with my back is not easily corrected with surgery. So it's a hard teething ring to just keep on chewing on, knowing I can't get anywhere.
There's almost nothing worse than back trouble. I know I reached across the back of my pickup truck once when I was young and tried to pick up a heavy toolbox, and I was down for a week. I would feel perfectly good laying flat, but as soon as I tried to stand up or get up, lean forward, it felt like somebody was sticking me in the middle of my back with a knife. And the doctor said the only way to fix that is to lay there for 7 days and don't do anything. And that's what I did, and that was miserable.
I disliked it very much, being at home, being on short-term disability. Just having no social interaction with anybody really sucks.
It is kind of nice. I used to work from home. I didn't think anything about it. I figured I was acclimated to it because I didn't. But you're still working with people every day on different bridges, you know, every other hour. But you're still working with people every day. And then when you're not, yeah, like when COVID set in and you're not really working with them every day because work kind of slowed down a lot. It does impact you, even if you think it doesn't. It does.
Social interaction that I've had since being on disability is actually the people at PT, pretty much. And, wow.
And they're rough on you, right? They're the ones that force you to do the stuff that hurts.
But they're helping me keep my mobility in this time. But, man, I wish PT would have done a lot more for my condition, but it didn't. And then I had to get an MRI, and that's when they found out what was going on. And, man, oh, man. It just sucks my primary care doctor is just dragging his feet along, and I'm having to do all this. Like, my disability, my disability ended on the 10th, and my doctor has to the 25th to put in paperwork to extend it, but he's just dragging his knuckles.
Breaks for you soon. I'm backing in the slot to unload, so if you're still there when I get out, I'll see you when I get out. If not, have a good day. AE4BMW4DJW.
I've got a little bit of drive before I get to Costco. AE4BM Mobile.
KQ4LOO Mobile.
Your mobile station, AE4BM Mobile.
Quite coming clear there. This is KQ4LOO. My name is Tal, and I'm in Piedmont, South Carolina.
The call is Alpha Echo 4 Bravo Mike. The name is Ben, and I'm on 85 headed into Greenville.
To that? Yeah, I'm sitting outside my job, not wanting to go in here soon, but I'm going to have to anyway.
Yeah, I'm just taking a ride up to Costco. Got to get some groceries and some gas and do a couple things around in the Greenville area before I head back to Dalton.
As far as that from Greenville?
20-minute, 30-minute ride. It all depends on traffic.
Where I'm from, where I live at, roughly 15, 20 minutes, right down, well, I guess you can't call it 25 after a certain point, but anyway, I always take up the back way, go where I cross over Lawrence Road and all that to get the back, get to the back way, so.
Living in that area, I used to live in Malden before I bought a house in Belton. I miss the convenience of being right there in the Greenville area. Boy, do I miss it.
So that, but you broke up there toward the end.
Because I'm right next to this 18-wheeler.
I'm actually working at a place where there's a ton of 18-wheelers constantly coming through in and out. So I work at a company that makes all the body parts, BMW, Volvo, and all these other major automakers.
Sounds like an interesting job.
Except for the fact they want to work you every single day without a day off till whenever.
I know that feeling. I used to work down there at Boeing in Charleston years ago when they first started. And that's the way they used to like to work people. Man, oh man, I'm happy I don't do that anymore.
And don't get me wrong, I love what I do. I just don't want to do it every single day.
The monotony is what kills the vibe.
That, the part where you don't have time for yourself to do anything, so it's really, really, really time-consuming and wears you out. I'm getting ready to go to the first shift here before long, where I'll be able to go fishing every single day if I want to, so hopefully that'll change real soon. Believe me, I certainly appreciate that. I'm getting ready to have to get off of here because I've actually put in for another position at this job as well. And they're actually just contacting me while I'm on the radio with you here about doing an interview.
Well, good luck there. I'm usually here on the radio somewhere, either this repeater or the Anderson. I'm usually somewhere. But take care. We'll talk at you later. AE4BM Mobile.
Have a good day. KQ4LOO.